What's going on, guys? Welcome to our first podcast.
What is up, guys? It is Dimitri and Lachlan, and as professional as we sound now, we're not going to in a minute.
This is me, I'm Lachlan.
That's my Dimitri. Voice. That's his voice. This is my voice. You'll get to know us.
A bit Russian, that's alright.
We're rushing. We're not in a
He's
hurry.
Russian, not rushing.
Russian.
You're Russian. You're not rushing.
But no, nobody can tell.
Nobody can tell. Nobody can tell nobody that I'm Australian. I don't even have an accent.
Nope, not at all.
Alright. This podcast is, we don't know what this is about. We're just going to tell you what's coming on in the world of breaking news.
So we're just going to read news articles, but before we even get that far, we'll probably just read headlines and kind of, you know, make assumptions, you know, do the whole headline reading thing ironically.
Before we delve into what's going on.
Yeah.
We're going to try and figure out what's going on based on the headline.
Yeah, exactly. And look, this isn't, we have no political agenda. We really couldn't give two fucks.
We're not attached to anybody. We're not getting any money out of this.
Also, warning, expletives inbound. Plenty of expletives.
Possible trigger warnings.
We can't be fucked editing this shit out, so we just, whatever, let's rip, let's rip.
This is going to upload as soon as we're done. We're just going to publish this.
No cutting, cat hair flying everywhere. I have two cats. I'm just constantly blowing cat hair There's off
cats
the phone.
Everywhere.
Cats everywhere.
Cool.
So, now we're going to load up.
Alright, we have our laptop in front of us.
What are we doing? News.
Have we got a drink? We got a drink sorted?
We've got one drink that we're sharing.
Having some whiskey. We're sharing a whiskey. It's a spicy whiskey, actually, to be honest.
Spiced whiskey.
It's spiced whiskey. Thank you, Sophie. We've got Sophie here joining us.
Sophie, yep.
She is Dimitri's girlfriend.
My beautiful girlfriend, Sophie.
Alright. A minute in, let's start talking news headlines. So we haven't looked at these headlines today.
Nope, not at all.
This is our first time looking at these headlines.
You know what? I don't actually read any.
I don't even watch Channel 7 or Channel. I don't even watch the news.
What's the internet?
What is the nightly news? What is it? What is live?
What is anything?
What is going on in the world? Because I've got no clue what's going on in the world right now. I'm so oblivious.
So for the two viewers that are still with us, that have made it through all that, let's begin.
Okay.
Let's begin.
I just had to get some whiskey in my mouth.
So this is a nice spiced whiskey. What brand is it? Jack Daniel's spiced whiskey. Tennessee whiskey with apple juice, and it's actually quite tasty. We're not reviewing alcohol. We might start reviewing alcohol. It depends how drunk we need to get to be able to get through this podcast.
All right.
In future episodes.
Stick with us, guys. Let's get into it.
Let's get into All the right. show.
First headline. Who's going to read the first headline? You can read the first headline.
Oh, shit. Which one? Okay.
We'll start from the top and work our way down.
Victoria Zoo in shock after giraffe dies.
We're halfway down the list. Are we down there, are we?
Okay. I don't think we're going to run out of news articles.
Vic Zoo. Well, I can say it again.
We're going to run out of, listeners.
I'm going to shut up. You read the article.
Okay. Vic Zoo in shock after giraffe dies. Now,
what?
Vic.
Is it like Vic Vapor Rubs?
That's Vic's. Is it the Vic as in the Byron Vic, City?
Victory Hotel, Brisbane City. If you're ever in Brisbane City, there is a Victory Hotel.
Yep.
Very good bar.
Brisbane City is that, for all you international listeners, Brisbane City is that an hour north of the Gold Coast. We have less shootings.
It's about an hour south of Maroochydore.
Maroochydore.
Why is a giraffe in a zoo? Why do we have zoos in the first place?
Why do we have zoos? Well, what's that word where it's the breeding programs? We have breeding programs?
Like SeaWorld and stuff.
SeaWorld, is that the same thing? Is that
theme park? I think they've got a breeding program.
Oh, they might do.
They got dolphins. Australia Zoo.
We're naming zoos.
Rest in peace, Steve Irwin. He was
Steve
a very...
Irwin. You know, I cried when he died.
I cried. I remember it. I was on the couch as a kid.
I was at school.
It came on the TV. It was a sad time. He's a good bloke.
Bloody stingrays.
Bindi Irwin, if you're listening to this podcast, you're not likely to listen to this. Why would you listen to two Aussie blokes?
Why would anyone listen to two Aussie blokes?
Especially us.
That sounds racist and sexist.
That is racist. Okay. We did warn you at the start of the show that there'd be some...
We have nothing against Aussies.
Giraffes.
Or
why? All right. We can't even explain that one.
No. Well, zoo in shock after giraffe dies. So why is the zoo in shock? Why was it such a shock to the zoo?
Are they losing business? Okay. Is a business in shock?
A giraffe has suddenly died at Werribee Open Range Zoo in Melbourne's West. Open Range.
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Is the climate right for that giraffe?
Is climate right at any time in Melbourne? The Melbourne has three climates in one day.
Yeah, I know, right?
Winter, autumn, summer.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Spring?
You know what I hate about Melbourne? You have to wear pants there in winter.
I hate wearing pants.
In Queensland, you don't have to wear pants. You can go through a whole Queensland winter, never once putting a pair of pants on.
And we've got a whole ton of nudist beaches. I've never been to one, but I want to.
Really? Where?
I don't know. We'll find it out. That's just what I've heard.
Change. Be nice.
I don't know. Why?
Should we click it and find out?
Let's have it. We're going to open this article right now.
We're going to open it up.
We're going to get some details.
This is an expose. Okay, a much-loved giraffe at a Victorian zoo suddenly died with shocked staff struggling with the tragic loss. Werribee Open Range Zoo, Melbourne's West, said on Friday it was mourning the death of an 11-year-old Themby, a gentle giant who died Wednesday night. Themby was found by keepers the following morning between the giraffe's night and day dens, the zoo said in a statement. Results from a necropsy suggest Themby was startled, which disrupted his normal blood flow, likely causing sudden heart failure.
Do you not get startled sometimes and your blood flow goes to the roof?
Yeah.
I sometimes wake up, you hear some noises in your house and you're home alone.
Yeah.
It's 1 a.m.
We don't die of it.
I mean, I don't know if my house is haunted, probably.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it.
Where
was it? Was it like built? It could be like an old burial ground.
It's a fairly new apartment. It's a new complex.
Yeah, you know.
So he was startled and it just erupted his blood flow. How?
That sounds sus.
That does sound weird.
That's got Hillary Clinton written all over it, shocking to the back of the head.
George W. Bush, I don't know. Twin Towers.
That's a conspiracy theory. Yep.
We don't know what the conspiracy theory is. Yep. I can't think of that right now.
Zoo director Glenn Holland said staff were heartbroken at the unforeseen and unprecedented incident. Now, they're really trying to highlight the fact that it was unforeseen. You know?
It doesn't look like he was sick beforehand. It doesn't say that he was sick beforehand.
You know, I do appreciate this article.
How does that happen?
As like a statement of fact. Like, they're not trying to push an agenda.
No agenda.
It's very short.
They've got facts.
It is what it is.
It's a good written article.
Yeah, it's very well written. Who wrote it?
He died. Shout out to the Australian Associated Press for this article. There it is there.
December 14, 2018.
At 8:29 p.m.
8:29 p.m.
It was released. That was about...
Three and a half hours ago. That's how fresh this news is.
It's currently midnight here, and we're recording.
Midnight. Yep, that's how we roll.
That's a good article.
That's an interesting.
I mean, it's a sad story, but it's well written.
They're not pushing an agenda. See, what we're trying to do is we're trying to look for agendas that the news might be pushing.
We are.
In this great divide that we're facing now, with the left and the right and the up and the down, we're trying to bring people closer together.
Everyone just needs to just relax. Just love each other.
Chill the fuck out, guys. Chill the fuck out.
Give each other a hug.
Yeah, that's it.
We're hugging right now.
Yeah, that's it. No homo or homo. Either or. Either or is fine.
We're not hugging right now. So...
Is that where your hand is? Is that yours?
I'm going to have another drink of whiskey.
Well, is that where your hand is?
So, this next article... I'll read this one.
There you go.
Where are we going to go? Let's just go down the list here. Wild elephant... All right, this is wild elephant kills man in Nepal.
Gruesome.
Why was he near an elephant?
Well, I guess, you know, they're in a closer proximity to the wildlife.
It was wild. I don't really...
Well, might have to go into that one, because that one's not offering...
Let's discuss this a bit further. It's very short and to the point, isn't it?
So this is animals, but this is flipped on its head. Now it's killing people instead of...
It's like War of the Animals. Like War of the Worlds, but like War of the Animals.
We had a dead animal, now we've got a dead person.
Like 2018, is this like a prophecy?
It's all like...
I'm not religious.
Was the Mayan calendar off? Was 2012 the wrong year?
Maybe 2018 is the time when everyone dies by elephants.
By elephants.
The uprising.
There was a movie made about elephant animals.
The monkey
Planet
one.
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes.
Not elephants, but close.
Close. It's still an animal that had an uprising. And elephants are intelligent creatures.
They are. They never forget, apparently.
They never forget.
Apparently. I wonder how true that is.
I'd love to try it.
We should...
Actually, there has been circus elephants where they've targeted their the keepers and they've trampled them to death. I have heard about that happening.
Wow. So they're spiteful.
They can know you. If you do them wrong, they're going to kill you.
Fuck it out.
I'm going to find you.
Don't fuck with elephants.
Let's bring this article up. So this was written by the Dutch Presse Gunter. That's probably said completely wrong.
Yep.
So a wild elephant has killed a 50-year-old man in a village near a wildlife reserve in southeastern Nepal. Now, the body of the man, he was a shepherd, was found on Thursday along the road in the village of Balaka near Koshi Tapu Wildlife Reserve. That statement came from police. They said the man's hands and legs have been torn apart by the wild animal. Wow.
That's an interesting
torn injury. Apart.
How do you get your hands and legs
by
torn apart?
By an elephant.
Okay, that's a horrible way to die. One. Two, how logistically does that happen?
So the elephant came from the Koshi Tapu Wildlife Reserve, home to wildlife such as a water buffalo and rare birds. Water buffaloes. Have you ever seen a water buffalo?
What is it? Is it different from a land buffalo?
I think so.
Or air buffalo.
Like, maybe, do they, is like a shark? Do they just, like, live in the water?
Hmm, that's interesting. A water buffalo.
It's got some facts in this article.
Yeah. Two women were killed by a wild elephant while collecting fodder for their livestock near the counties. So clearly they've got an elephant problem.
There is an elephant problem in Nepal. So I think the Australian government needs to go onto the Smart Traveller website and upload a warning for Nepal. Stay away from the wild elephants.
Stay away from areas near elephants and water buffaloes. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say anything about
Conflict between wild animals and humans has increased in recent years in Nepal, raising concerns about the safety of people living near protected areas. Well, that's true.
Why is there conflict? Are we branching? Maybe we're branching all this deforestation around the world.
Yeah.
Well, we're branching so much into animals' natural habitats.
Yeah, we're in their domain. And, you know, people living near their protected areas. I mean, like, very few areas are protected, and then the few areas that are protected, people are now living in very close proximity to, and obviously there's going to be a bit of a, always going to be a little bit of a conflict there, so that's...
Exactly.
It's sad, and...
In Australia, we've got a problem in Queensland at the moment with the sharks, and every time they attack people, people want to go onto a shark culling rampage. We're entering their habitat.
Yeah, we're entering their habitat, and yeah, we have to go... No, and see, I think that's wrong, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I agree, that shouldn't be happening. So, does that mean now that there should be a cull of wild elephants in Nepal just because this person living too close to the habitat has been killed?
Exactly, like, I don't think so. I think it's just like, it's a terrible accident, it happens, but it's a fact of life, it doesn't mean you have to go on a culling spree. You know what I mean?
But again, this is a well-written article. They've obviously done some research there.
They've
found that there's been conflict in recent years. So they've done some research.
Yeah.
Overall, it's a good written article. Yeah. It's short and to the point.
It's got a tick of approval.
Good on you, Dutch press.
Good on you. You
did well.
Did awesome.
Dimitri's time to pick a news article.
Let's.
How many listeners have we got right now, do you think? How many listeners are a very first podcast?
Well, are we going to listen to it?
If it gets the views up, I'm going to have to click on it.
Yeah, we'll have to listen to it.
And then hopefully then it breaks into the algorithm, so that'll be two at least. It'll
two
be
at
me
least.
And you. Yep. We've got two viewers.
Three.
There we go. We've got two listeners.
We'll rope somebody else in. That'll be fine.
We'll have to pay some people.
Ooh, police. Paris police brace for more violence.
Paris is becoming really... There's a lot of issues in Paris in this day and age.
That's how it seems.
In our media, in Australia, I don't know if we're going to have any,
French.
Any French, I don't know if we've got any French listeners that we're going to have, if you can understand English, welcome.
We have an email, so if you want to give us feedback, what's our email?
Our email is breakingdownnews@hotmail.com. Send us feedback.
Yep, feedback, and any information about any insights. You know, like, because we have no idea what we're talking about. We're just two regular people trying to figure shit out.
If you want us to review a news article, if you think that it's written poorly, or if you want us to review a news article
and talk about some shit, send it through. And so anyway,
we'll bring it to the public's attention.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we do.
So Paris police brace for more violence. Why do you think that the issue is now? That they had that recent terrorist attack?
They had a few recent terrorist attacks.
Do you think that there's an uprising, the government's maybe not doing enough? Do you think that the civilians aren't doing enough?
Yeah, government. And then there's the issue. This is a heated debate. It's a heated topic. Refugees. And everyone's either for or against. This is the big divisional argument that's going on right now. And is that or is it not the cause behind the more violence that they're expecting? Because that's what it's telling me. This article was telling me that this might have something along those lines.
I think there's a potential immigration issue.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the article.
Let's see what it's trying to tell us.
This one's come from the Associated Press again.
Yep. So, French police say they will again deploy a large contingent of officers and armored vehicles. Wow. In Paris, with more protests expected. Oh, protests.
You never really see armored vehicles, do you?
Protests. So, it's not at all what we thought. And here we are. This is what this is about. We are reading headlines and we're assuming, and then we're reading the articles and actually, like, making up our minds about stuff. So, we assume terrorists because that's what we
did assume. On.
Yep. And in that movie, it's like, when you assume, you make an asshole out of yourself. So that's what we did. Slammin' Salmon.
Slammin' Salmon.
Good. It's got Michael Clarke Duncan. You know the guy from Green Mile?
I do.
Coffee. What's it?
Good guy.
He's a good guy. Passed away, sadly. Heart attack at 40.
So they're going to deploy a large contingent of officers and armored vehicles. So they've obviously got some information there that there may be something else happening.
Yep. So look, we got anticipating a fifth straight weekend of violent protests. Apparently there's violent protests for a fifth straight weekend.
See, this irks me. Guys, there's way to get your point across without being violent.
Yeah.
If you feel that the government's not listening to you, don't ruin your city.
So what is this about? Sixth yellow vest protester was killed. A sixth protester was killed this week, hit by a truck at a protest roadblock. Despite calls from authorities urging protesters to stop the protest, the movement rocking the country has showed no signs of abating. So this article doesn't tell you what the protests are about. It's stating simple facts. It's almost like an update. Like, it's expecting us to know what's happening in Paris. This is the first I've heard of these protests.
It is the first I've heard.
Mind you, I haven't been reading the
news. I don't know what a yellow vest protester is. No. I've never heard of that term before.
No, maybe that's worth a Google.
What's a yellow vest protester hit by... Let's have a look. We're going to do a quick Google search here. Yellow...
Got a lot of technology.
If I can get my mouse in the right spot. Yellow vest
protester. Yellow vest movement.
So it's a French movement.
Yellow jacket movement. Protest movement started online in May 2018 and led to demonstrations that began in France, but it doesn't tell you what it is about. Okay. Yellow vest protests in France win minimum wage increase and more.
So it sounds like that it's a movement of the people. It's been around for 7 months now. Started in May 2018. It sounds like it's a movement of the people, doesn't it?
Tells me it's kind of like a work, like yellow kind of high vis. Like it's a workers' protest. Yeah. Maybe they've got minimum wage difficulties.
Minimum wage,
yeah. Also, we don't edit in this podcast at all so far. so if we fuck up, we fuck up. We just move on. We acknowledge it. We laugh it off.
We're transparent.
We're raw.
Here at Breaking Down News, we are dedicated to transparency.
We're uncooked. Listen to us before we go off.
This is uncooked.
Uncooked. As opposed to some other podcasts you might listen to where they're cooked.
Look, I don't know what I think about this article. It's not
very informative.
I don't feel like there's too much research that's been into it.
And you know what? I feel like, one, it's not informative. Two, it's kind of misleading. It didn't mention protests in the headline.
No.
It kind it was of
clickbaiting
mentioned
you
violence.
Too. Yes.
Yeah. Which in today's day and age, and I'm not one to buy into headlines with, like, you know, and think terrorism is all that right now. But however, even me as a kind of critical person about that kind of thing, I'm a bit cynical of that whole agenda. I'm thinking terrorism when I read that. I feel like it's really clickbaity. You know. Kendall Jenner, world's highest paid model.
Kendall Jenner has world's highest paid model. Well, I feel like that's a pretty self-explanatory title.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I don't even need to dive into that. But here's one.
Good on her. All the best.
Bushwalkers return after 5 nights lost.
Ah.
Where were they lost? Why would you go bushwalking without the appropriate gear?
How did they get lost? Like, were they ill-prepared? Was there some unforeseen circumstances?
Let's have a look here. This one's, again, by the Australian Associated Press. Two bushwalkers who spent 6 nights in the National Park of New South Wales South after failing to return home have walked to safety following a joint search operation.
Now, that to me, kind of like... Like, what I'm thinking is, I've heard of 6-night bushwalks. Like, to me, it just sounds like they just went for a bushwalk and came back after 6 nights. It just took a little bit longer. However, they might have only had rations for 1 night, and I just could be being
exactly.
a dick right now.
Yeah.
I could be being a dick. But I'm just assuming that, like, you just took a bit longer to get back.
Based on the title, we haven't got all the... Yeah. They're not giving us much to go on in the title.
No.
So, two bushwalkers. There's two bushwalkers. There we go. So two bushwalkers who were lost in a remote New South Wales national park have walked out to be reunited with family and friends after spending 6 nights in the wilderness. See, the title says 5 nights, and then they say 6 nights down here. And then,
so William McCarthy, 59, and Francisca Botterhoven de Haan, sounds Dutch, possibly.
60 years old.
So a 59-year-old and a 60-year-old, opposite sex. What were they doing in the bush?
Hey.
What were they doing? Hey? We'll let you guys fill in the blanks. We're walking in Moreton National Park's Etrima Gorge on Saturday. Police were alerted on Wednesday after Mr. McCarthy did not return to his Canberra home by Tuesday as expected. Okay. So it was supposed to be like a 3-day walk, and it basically turned into a 6-day walk.
Search was launched on Thursday afternoon. The walkers made contact with emergency rescue officers by mobile phone. Deteriorating weather conditions. Well, there you go, guys. Deteriorating weather conditions. Couldn't walk out. Guys, I'm not trying to be judgmental here, but try and be a bit more prepared.
Mm-hmm. And know your limits. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good to push your limits.
Look at the weather before you go.
To be honest, though, if I was 60, I'd be YOLOing it too. I'd be like, fuck it.
Yeah, man. They've probably had a good life.
I'd be like, I'll do it right, man. I'm like, 60, fuck yes. I'm just going to, like, go for gold. I might actually finally go skydiving.
See, look, miners fear dead in India's northeast. See, there's a lot of mining that's being pushed in the world right now. And I feel it's having a tremendous impact on the world as we know it.
Yeah, environment, pollution.
There's been many instances. We had one down in, where was it, Tasmania? Where those, that mining, it was a few years back now, probably 2006-ish.
Yeah, they had the documentary
recently. Yeah, they made a doco about it.
Channel 7 or some shit. Yeah, I heard about that. I forget what it's called. What's it? Had a few.
So miners, like, in India's northeast, how much mining is going on in India?
And it's an illegal coal mine. What? Okay, so, hang on. The sub headline says 30 men are feared dead after an illegal coal mine collapsed in northeastern India. Now, that just screams dodgy.
Illegal. I wonder, do you reckon the workers knew they were working in an illegal coal mine?
You often wonder that. And
is it a poor country? I'm not sure on the economics.
I think there's a huge difference between the rich and the poor. I think there's a huge divide.
So you think they just did what they did up? Maybe they knew it was illegal.
Yeah.
And it's a sad reality in the world in this day and age.
A lot of them live below the poverty line. And so, like, and India...
It happens everywhere in the world.
Many countries, people live below the poverty line. And you hear about that, you know, the salvage yards in India where they break down old ships.
Yeah.
And people die all the time there. But, like, all the time. You do what you got to do for work to support your family over there because, you know, it's not easy. Sad.
So not only did it... So 13 young miners are missing and feared dead following the collapse of a shaft and flooding of a coal mine they were illegally digging. So not only did it collapse, it also flooded. Wow. Maybe it was raining, some weather there. Efforts are being made to pump water from the mine where the flooding took place.
And it says, look, digging in the mine was banned 4 years ago, but illegal and unsafe activity conducted by private landowners and the local community is rife. Probably, look, I think there's, if it's by landowners, it's kind of telling me a bit of a greed situation going on, but the local community kind of tells me it could be just acts of desperation.
So demand for coal has increased in energy-hungry India. Coal mafia operations in mining areas have led to accidents. So coal mafia.
Mm.
So do you reckon they're businesses that are like forcing families to work for them?
Yeah, it could be. It could be a lot of that. There's a lot of corruption in a lot of
them. It's a pity that this has to happen in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, everyone can't. They no minimum wages.
And look, it starts from the top and works its way down. The level of corruption in the government, and then it all works its way down into the industries. So, you know, we're fairly lucky now in Australia, now that our corruption is sort of under control for the most part, that we had the recent Paul Pasali incident, where he was obviously taking a lot of handouts from developers, all that kind of stuff. So, look, we're not immune to it, but definitely I feel like we have a lot more rights in Australia than a lot of those kind of countries have to protect 100%. Us from corruption and all that kind of shit. Yeah.
So, look. 12:15 here now in Brisbane. I think 25 minutes.
We've been crapping on for 25 minutes.
We've done good for our first podcast. Yeah. I hope we've still got listeners at the end of this.
Yeah, look, and we don't know where we're heading. We're reading news now. I mean, like, we don't know where we're heading in life. We're kind of like feeling our way through. I mean, I'm 28,
I'm 27 this year, so, you know, we're just stumbling our way through life. Does anyone really know where they're going at this point in life? Probably not.
Nope. So this podcast may take a turn, may go somewhere else. At the moment, it's reading the news. Next thing you know, we might be discussing self-improvement. We might be interviewing people. Yeah, we'll just kind of figure it out as we go.
Drop us a line. We have an email address set up there, breakingdownnews@hotmail.com. If you want us to break down any news of any sort,
yeah,
let us know. Send us an email.
Or if you've got questions for us, ask us questions. If you need advice, just ask us that. You know what? Fuck it. We'll go with the flow. We'll see what happens. And we'll just...
Yeah.
We'll just kind of like do what we feel is right. Do what is genuine to us.
We're just two Australian blokes just trying to make some entertainment for the world that's falling apart around us. Aussie as fuck.
That's how we
is
roll.
That, is that Aussie? I don't know.
I have no idea. We just... What anyway, is anyway?
I've got to get on my kangaroo and head home now.
Yeah,
so we're going to sign off on
that's
this
it.
Podcast.
I got to put my emus to bed.
You know, I actually fooled people once. I was on, what's that? Is it Omegle? That webcam one where you like joined with random people?
Yes,
Omegle.
It's a while ago.
No, I believe it is Omegle. Anyway, like you have two, you have a webcam, the other person has a webcam, and you both pair up with each other randomly.
Mm.
And then I paired up with this American couple, and I actually made them believe that I was holding a kangaroo in my arms as a pet. And it was just a stuffed toy out of my cupboard.
Who's the real loser in that scenario?
So, you know, but we do have pets.
We do have pets.
Kangaroo pets.
Yeah, we totally have kangaroo pets. Skippy. Wait, Skippy. No.
Stick with us, guys. We'll
Hop
join
off
us.
The bench.
Bad Skippy. Join us, guys. We'll release the next podcast within the next week. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening.
It's going to be a wild ride. We don't no idea where we're going to end up. Like, just come along for the ride.
We need help.
We need help.
We're talking to a microphone at 12:15.
Yeah, we literally just thought of starting this podcast like probably about 45 minutes ago. It took us about 20 minutes to set up the anchor account.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
If your life is as miserable as ours, join us as we develop into probably nothing at the end of the day.
Or start your own podcast. Fuck it.
Start your own podcast.
Don't let society tell you what to do.
You do you.
You do you. You know, people will listen or they won't. And at the end of the day, at least you've tried.
We've tried. Gary V, we're trying.
For those that don't know Gary V, look him up. Very interesting dude.
We're not getting a cutback from this, by the way.
We're not. He's in no way knows we exist, so that's fine.
He does not know us at all.
Yeah, I went to his conference once and I drew penises. Not when he was on. He's actually interesting, but there was another lady on beforehand. And she was talking about her life, but she wasn't giving any actual business advice or anything practical. It was all like, I met this dude and he kind of knew me from back. And I'm like, well, that doesn't
It's interesting. Everything always comes back to penises.
Everything comes back to
penises.
Whenever
we're bored, we just draw penises.
You know, I started off by drawing cartoon penises, but then I draw this whopping sketch of a penis. And honestly,
what is the difference between a cartoon penis and a normal penis?
You know, it's like, you know, the basic outline. You like, you could, you know,
like
just
anime.
Something
hentai.
Hentai. Not even that. You know, like what you draw on like the car window when it's fogged up. You draw a penis.
Yeah.
Like that. But then
we've all done that.
But then I actually sketched a magnificent dick because I was like, you know, I used to be kind of artistic in primary school, but I haven't really drawn since primary school, which for you Americans over there is elementary school, not high school.
Bart Simpson Elementary School.
Bart Simpson Elementary School. That's how we know America, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons introduced me to America.
Yeah,
I'm
I was
so
like,
sorry.
What is this foreign nation? I actually lived in Canada, so I had the whole elementary. Well, we had public schools, which I guess is similar to elementary schools. Public school was just something public school.
I think it is.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the name of the public school I went to, I might like incriminate them somehow. Not that I'm illegal in any way.
Guys, we're gonna head off now. Thank you very much.
And on that note, it's time for us to end.
Stay tuned, we'll see you guys soon.
Yep. Peace.